I'm with Keith Wyness, the newly appointed Chief Executive Officer of Cricket Holdings America. Keith, thank you very much indeed for joining me. First of all, what is Cricket Holdings America?
Well, Cricket Holdings America has been formed to use the commercial rights that are available in America to try and give cricket and its various entities a real platform to move forward and to really get into that whole market that is American sport.
What is the aim, then, in cricketing terms of Cricket Holdings America? What are you seeking to do?
Well, I think there's two goals, really, here. I think, firstly, we're looking to make sure that the cricket opportunity is fully exploited in America in terms of bringing it to the general population. And from that, I think there'll be a development of the grassroots to eventually get more kids playing as well. And that's the overall two goals to try and move this forward.
So what are we talking, 2020 cricket? Is that the idea?
I think without doubt 2020 is going to be the format that's going to achieve most penetration and most visibility in the States. That's what we expect to happen. However, we'll also be supporting other forms of the game if there's a need and desire in the States as we go forward.
When and where are we talking about then, Keith? When is the ideal time for all this to happen?
At present, we're looking at a target date of starting when the first games in the summer of 2013, although we'll certainly have lead-up events through 2012. And I think, you know, the plan that we're working to develop is that sort of period will give us the introduction of the game and try and get more understanding of what we're trying to achieve in the States.
Keith, there have been a lot of false dawns in US cricket in the recent past. Why is this going to be any different?
I think we've been able to look properly at getting the correct permissions, and we've involved the ICC right from the start. We've got the full member involvement of New Zealand working with USACA, which is the United States Cricket Association. And so we've actually got it right in terms of the right pyramid of cricket authorities. I think that makes a fundamental difference to everything that's gone before. And with that, we're able to then sit back and plan properly and strategically to make sure that we get everything in the right place.
So what's attracted you to the role, Keith? What's your background, first and foremost?
Well, I've been in sports at the highest levels. I've worked with the Olympics in Sydney. I've worked in as chief executive of different premiership clubs, both in Scotland and in England. So I've dealt at the highest level of sports. But before that, I also had 12 years living in the States, and I understand the U.S. sports landscape. I think the opportunity very rarely comes along with something as exciting as this, to have a clean page to really develop what I think will become a major sport in the United States. It's already, this cricket, as we know, is the second biggest sport in the world, and the United States is probably the biggest commercial market for sport. So we've got to marry the two, and that's a really fascinating opportunity to really get a major legacy for cricket overall. That's what really attracts me, is to make an impact on the U.S. sports landscape, which is still commercially the biggest in the world. And I think that will give cricket overall a great legacy. And I think, you know, as we're seeing the shifting patterns and trends within cricket and how 2020 is coming to the fore, I think it's important that this market understands that this is a sport that really is for the whole globe.
How big a sport is cricket in the US at the moment then, Keith?
Well, it's actually quite interesting. It's already played in 48 states. There are numerous leagues throughout the country. I think there's about 48,000 regular players. And what always surprised me was that the United States is the second biggest consumer of televised and internet cricket behind India. So already there's a platform of very interested cricket enthusiasts in the States. We've now got to penetrate the broader market.
You mentioned the politics a little bit earlier, so did I. Are you absolutely confident that you can overcome all the internal politics that have dogged USA cricket over the years?
Yes, I don't think there's anything unusual to see a life cycle in the development of a new sport like this. I think there are always going to be debates and different points of opinion, as I say, in this particular time of a life cycle in a sport. But I think as we move forward now, and with Cricket Holdings America, we really show that there can be major penetration. I think those sort of things will become things of the past, and I think everybody's going to move towards getting the best interests of cricket promoted in the best possible way.
And who do you hope to have playing in these tournaments that you're planning in the United States, Keith?
Well, we've had initial discussions, and it all points to having some of the very best players in the world. I think that with the timing that we hope to have in terms of playing the competitions, we think the best players would be available. And so we're looking forward to seeing exactly the highest quality of stars you could ever imagine playing in the American League, and the American League taking its position as one of the foremost leagues in the world.